Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. This week we are celebrating FFA Week, and right now we are talking with Keith Olander, Executive Director of AgCentric. First of all, to get things started, tell us about where you went to high school and what was your involvement with FFA?
Certainly, Whitney. Thank you for the opportunity. Went to Staples Motley High School, so right near my home here where I am now, and really, I guess, fell in love with the FFA experience. I had a great advisor, went through several offices, chapter president, regional president, went to a number of camps and conferences. Got my state degree. Just really think a lot of that organization has a lot to do with where I'm at today.
And what were your focuses? What was your SAE? What did you compete in?
Quite a number of things. I really like parliamentary procedure, but I did the speaking contest, public speaking, creed speaking. Also delved a little bit. We grew up on dairy farms, so I did a little dairy judging, and I actually did my proficiency in dairy. Which then also, and then grew crops as well for proficiency. So that led to my state degree. So quite a broad array of different activities.
And why is it important to be a part of FFA for students who have an interest or maybe they aren't aware of what it's about?
The FFA is one place where it gives you a chance to experience things at no cost. I know when I was an FFA advisor, I always encouraged students, you know, when you graduate from high school and you go to college to try to degree, you spend some money. But at the high school level in FFA, you can go try things really at no cost. And so I think there's some great experiential learning that can go on and give you a chance. You know, you come home from something and say, I'll never do that again. And maybe you made a decision, you know, for a career. And at the other hand, you went and found things you really love to do. And you get to associate with a lot of great leaders around not just our region or state, but around the country as well.
And how did your involvement with FFA, how does that impact what you do now, either from past experiences or you're working in education now as well?
Well, I'm coming up on 30 years in ag education. So this idea of, you know, from the high school teaching or really supporting growth in FFA membership is something that's been a part of my career, you know, all the way through. FFA has really helped me to get to where I am today. But I really, if we can help students success and this idea of building leadership and really experiential learning, trying to get an idea of what they may want to do in their career, I think the organization offers that. And so that's really why I continue to be an advocate for it through career pathways, trying to support activities, you know, around FFA, both at the region level, state level, and beyond.
And I've seen you speak a couple different times now, and I had one topic that you had discussed and kind of touched on that really it has, I've thought about it a lot, but it was the amount of ag education teachers in the state of Minnesota especially, but how that is all kind of playing out. What are the things you're seeing there, the popularity of the program, the need for those educators?
Yeah, so we're seeing just tremendous growth, something I've never seen in my career at the secondary level. The expansion, you know, somewhere in that 30% range, and still we're going to look to add new chapters again this year going forward. There's really become a renewed curiosity or appeal in where food comes from. How do we produce food? But even beyond that, how does it, you know, intertwine with our environment? So you even think from a natural resources perspective, a lot of interest. And so the other thing I think from high schools is how do they deliver education that's applied, you know, be it physics, chemistry, whatever, math. You know, there's a lot of students that learn very well in an applied learning setting, being in a lab or outside. So I think that's really what's spurring the growth and the interest of why we should have these ag programs and FFA chapters around the state. And that's partially, I think, why you see the growth that we do see. And, of course, in my personal experience, when I came out in the late 80s and early 90s, agriculture was in such a significant downturn that it was not nearly anything like this. In fact, we saw a lot of retraction. So from my career perspective, there's opportunity here for agriculture education that I've never seen over my, you know, 30 years.
And I think something else I have maybe watched a little bit too, just, you know, listening to you speak yourself, you know, you don't have to have a history of growing up on a farm or being involved in agriculture to really thrive in something like FFA and be a part of it.
Exactly. We now see that the vast majority of our students, probably up to almost three quarters of our students in FFA, don't have farm background, which is a complete shift, obviously, in the mindset, thinking of how you operate in a classroom setting, what you do in FFA, but even from an industry perspective of who you're hiring. Obviously, there's a good leadership component, but we see a lot of these folks coming in that want to be a part of the food chain. So that may be somewhere in that processing business, inputs, outputs. Maybe they're going to be on farm, but that's not necessarily the norm anymore. But it certainly has been interesting to watch FFA, you know, reinvent itself to remain true to its cause of how do we produce leaders who are going to protect the food and fiber chain, and at the same time draw in new audiences as they've done. You know, I was just with on a meeting this morning, and we've got 27 chapters now in the 7-county metro. You know, and this was an urban technical college we're working with, and this is a conversation didn't exist or wouldn't have happened 20 years ago, but it's just a change in the demographic of how FFA is, you know, being consistent with how the demographics of society are changing and how they can meet the needs of students really no matter where they grow up.
Anything else about your experience with FFA or your thoughts on the program before we let you go?
I think it's, you know, FFA is a lot of, like a lot of other things, you can become part of it, put the blue jacket on, but unless you're going to engage in the program, I don't know that the benefits are as great as, you know, in other words, you don't get there by sitting on the sidelines. You've got to jump into some of this stuff, get into contests, and that's tough when you are, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old. That's the purpose of the advisor, is to challenge you to jump into things that you're uncomfortable with, but it gets you into a world where you're not necessarily well experienced, but it gives you, it expands your horizon. And so I would just encourage any youth, get into the organization, but don't just sit there. Get in and get involved, because the more involvement you can do, the more payback it'll be for you in the long run over the span of your life.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here today. Executive Director of AgCentric, Keith Olander, joining us as we celebrate FFA Week on the Red River Farm Network.